Okay, good evening. Right, man, given what I'm getting to, there's a lot of things, and then we'll be doing, we've got a lot of puzzles to catch up, but just tying up the loose ends. So let me just begin with what we ended with yesterday, and that was the Rambam. Let me just again recap. The Rambam in Hilchos Nezirus is a very, very shrewd Rambam. The Rambam writes over there, Perek Yud Aleph, he says over there, Shas in this Gemara, is the person makes the Nezirus, that's whenever men do it, I'll be become a Nezirus. So if he does it on Shabbos, no problem, he can have wine. And the reason being, because it's a Sofik, and Sofik Nezirus, Klavokel. Says the Ketzer Mishnah, what's he talking about? That's not the reason the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives a different reason, it's all through the Eliyahu, question one. And question two is, what do you mean it's a Sofik? It's a Sofik where the Moshiach can come? Oh, Sofik's the mother, he can't come, the Gemara says. Question two. He's got a third question as well. The Gemara says, Tamam Sipuke Misapkale Uluchumra. And you're saying, Lahokel? What's going on? So he says, effectively, that last kash is what was bothering the Rambam. What do you mean, Sipuke Misapkale Uluchumra? But we say, Sofik Nezirus Lahokel. Therefore, says the Ketzer Mishnah, the Pshat is that the Rambam learned from that final thing, the Rambam understood that the Gemara is going in Shittas Rabbi Shimon, that Sofik Nezirus Lahachmir, and that's why that's why the Gemara gave that Mahalik. Over Ledidon, that we hold Sofik Nezirus Lahokel, says the Rambam, we don't need to go through the whole process that we went through to now. We don't have to bring in any Yom, we don't have to bring in any of that. It's just simple. The reason why you're about to have wine on Shabbos is because Sofik Nezirus Lahokel. As long as that was the day you made the Nezirus, Sofik Nezirus Lahokel. Finished. So we said that the Plesi, that's Rabbi Yonason Eidoshit, he says something a little bit different. Rather than saying the Gemara is going one day and we're going a different day, he says a bit different. He says, you know, the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, right then Hilchos Malachim, based on other days, that we don't really know what's going to be in the future. We don't really know what's going to be. And he says, Pashtus in the Pasuk about Eliyahu, it just means that Anobi is going to come to prepare us for Moshiach. But he says, but Yesh Menach HaChomim, there are those who say that Yahu is going to come before Moshiach Men David. But he says, we'll have to wait and see, because we don't really know. So the question is, what do we mean Yesh Menach HaChomim? Do we see anyone in the Gemara who disagree with it? Pash does not. What's going on? So therefore, says Rabbi Yonason Eidoshit, it's a bit of a chaf. That when the Gemara sort of got trapped in a corner, because we came to the final raya, which was, well, we said, if he made the Nezirus on Sunday, then you can't have the wine. Well, hold on a second, why can't you have the wine? Moshiach will come today, on Sunday? How can he come today? But Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos, unless you say he can. There you go. So the Gemara was trapped. So you know what the Gemara did? It said, you know what? Okay, let's go back to the beginning, start again. Where did you start? You started with the Raya from Shabbos itself. You said, if he makes the Nezirus on Shabbos, then he can have the wine. Why? Why can't Moshiach come today? Must be because Yesh Tuchumin Amal Amal. So Moshiach can't come because of the problem of Tuchumin. So we answered, no, it's to do with Eliyahu, nothing to do with Tuchumin. So says the Gemara now, you know what, scrap that thing. Nothing to do with Eliyahu. Maybe Eliyahu doesn't have to come. Like the Rambam says, maybe Eliyahu won't come before Moshiach, not in that sense. It just means that Anobi will come to be Miyasher Nibon or the Hochin, just to prepare them. That's all it is. No, Eliyahu doesn't necessarily have to come. Why is the Nezirus not chal if he makes it on Shabbos? The Teretz is Tipuke Misapkele, because we don't know whether Yesh Tuchumin or Ein Tuchumin Amal Me'asara. And therefore, since it's a Sopik Nezirus Lahokel. That's what he's saying. The only problem is, what do you do with the Loshon of the Gemara? Sipuke Misapkele Ulechumra. So I think I tried to wriggle out of it yesterday, but I looked back at Rabbi Yonason Eidoshit again, and I'll tell you what he says, and you tell me, to me it's a pedo also, unless I'm missing, maybe I misunderstood him, there's something I'm missing here. He says, Ulechumra means just with regard to Tuchumin. Since it's a Sofik, and it's a Sofik in Yediyah, right? So Sofik in Yediyah, says Rabbi Yonason Eidoshit, that's why he brings in this whole Rambam, it's after he's just explained the shit to the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rosh about going Lechumra. It's a Sofik, Sveikha de Rabbanon. There it is, but since it's a Sofik in Yediyah, therefore you can't say Sofik de Rabbanon a Kodah. And he says, who are in the Rambam, that's Pshat in the Rambam. Sipukim is Apkale, Uluchumra. Why Uluchumra? Because it's a Sofik in Yediyah.
As opposed to a Sofik in Mitzias?
Yeah. Well, it's just a Sofik in Yediyah. We don't know the halacha. You can't say, well, Sofik the Rabban, because it's a logic. We explained it.
Yeah.
So, it's a Pella. Why is it a Pella? Because that is the shit of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, we've learned this, the Rambam writes in Perek Chavsayin Halacha Gimel of Hilchos Shabbos, that regarding this whole question about Tchumen of Adam Yasara, he says it's a Sofik. It's a Sofik, says the Magid Mishnah. What does it mean it's a Sofik? What does the Rambam mean? In case you've got any qualms about what he means, so take a look at the Tshuva of the Rambam, and the Rambam spells it out. Therefore, where it's a Shayla of Tchumen de Rabbanon, you go Lekul. Where it's a Shayla of Tchumen de Raisa, i.e. if they spill, then you're going to go Lekul. He says it very, very clearly. Well, in which case, he's nothing of the sort. He's not going to let this Rabbi Nechanan or the Rosh about Sfeik the Rabbon, and Sfeik in Chachzor and Yediyah and all of that. So, about Zoi, what do you say, you know, Mstav Kalei Luchumra? So, let's just say the Pshat, the Kesem Mishnah. So, I thought maybe you could say like this. Maybe you could say, he's just saying Luchumra because Eliyahu is going to have to come all in your base mill. He's not coming from around the corner. Gan Eden, whatever it is. So it's more than your base milk. So therefore it's Luchumra. Right? The only thing is, for what's that got to do with the Raya we bring? Why did you have to say that? So I was clearing, I don't know, before I came I was trying to work this one out. I thought maybe, I don't know if it's true this, but maybe you could say the following. Sofik derais to Luchumra. Midarabonon or midarais to the Rama. Like, I also keep forgetting which one's which, but if we can try and remember this now, the Rambam is the Chiddush, we don't really take on this. The Sofik, the Oraisa, the Chumra is only Midarabonon. Midaraisa, Sofik, the Oraisa, Lekula. That's the Shitta of the Rambam. Sofik, the Oraisa, Lekula. So, as far as the Rambam is concerned, on a Deraisa, the Kalevel, there's no difference between Sofik, the Rabbon, and Sofik, the Oraisa. Or maybe there is. Why? Because maybe I'll tell you why there's a difference. Because when you've got a Sofik de Rabbanon, there is a tzad to say, we've mentioned this Chakira, and it's a bit more of a Chiddush saying a Sofik in Yediyah, but others argue anyway on this whole thing, a Sofik in Yediyah. And that is that the Rabbanon, there's a tzad to say, the Rabbanon never said the Gezerah where there's a Sofik. They said, we're only going to make the Gezerah where there's a Sofik. The same as the Rambam. You remember the Rambam said when the Chazal instituted brachos? They only instituted brachos where there's a Vadai mitzvah. Where there's a Sofik mitzvah, there's nothing to do with loisis on it. They didn't institute a need for a bracha. Even at that tzad, the taka you never did the mitzvah, therefore you really should be doing it, it's irrelevant. They didn't institute a bracha in such a case. There was a bracha la'atavah, not a Sofik. It's a Vadai bracha la'atavah. That's the shitta of the Rambam. I'm just bringing it as a marshal. Same idea over here. Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula, it's up to Rabbanon, him Amru, behim Amru. And therefore, when they made the Gezerah to start with, they said, we are only making it in a case where there's going to be a Bada, there's a mitzvah to do, so we are instituting it. Where there's a Sofik, we're just not bothering. We're not going to make a mitzvah out of Sofik. That's it. So therefore, Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula means there's no Sofik, there's Gornish there. It's a Vadai. Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula, Vadai. Sofik the Raisa, however, you can't say that. And it's not pshat. The Torah tells you to do it in a case where there's a Vada, and where it's a Sofik, we don't tell you to do it. That's not pshat. There, it's a klal. Sofik the Raisa, the Kula, to remember the Raisa. Why? Because that's the klal. That's the Anhoga, that's the rules we be Makabel, Halach on the Mishnah Messina, whatever it is. That's the way it works. But it's not pshat because they may never go there. It's taka, it's a Sofik. It remains a Sofik, and the correct Anhoga is the Kula. That being the case, could be. As I said, maybe I'm wrong. But it could be that's why you have to come onto this Zipukim Misach Kalei Uluchum. Because what's the whole answer? We're saying Sofik Nezirus Lahokem. Now, if the Shaila was a Dirabonon, then I would say there's no Sofik Nezirus. It's not a Sofik. If the Shaila, whether Eliyahu can come, is a Shaila of a Dirabonon, then the Pesach is. The Pesach is, even though the Yom knows the answer, but it doesn't make a difference. Down here, the Pesach is. Down here on Earth, Sipuke Misakale, I would say Lekula on their thing, and that's it, finished. Yeah? There's nothing to talk about. It's not even a Sofik. And therefore, since it's not even a Sofik, I would say avada, you can go lamala me'asara. So avada, Eliyahu definitely can come. That would be the pesach. Eliyahu definitely can come because the rabbanon never made the gezeira in such a case. So there's no shaila of the rabbanon. There's no shaila of the derivata. Of course you can come because there is no gezeira there to start with. The rabbanon never made the gezeira where we've got a stopping. So therefore you would be able to come, and therefore you must definitely have to keep. There's no stopping. It's not stopping nizira. It's avada nizira. So of course you'd be also to have the wine. Elomai, that's why the Gemara had to say ul chumra. What does it mean by ul chumra? What it means to say is we're dealing with a sophic deraita, skew based mill.
Right.
And therefore, sphaker deraita ul chumra.
Right.
Never mind that's with the rabbanon. It's the klal. Once we're going into the deraita and therefore you have to be machmir, then you've got a sophic nazir.
Right. And therefore you can't accept nazir as lakola anymore.
Yeah, no, it's a bomb. No, so what? Well, the only thing I would say is, but what do you mean? The sopping Naziris l'chumra, so then, therefore, why do you have to come and sopping Naziris l'chumra? He can't come. L'chumra, he can't come. The answer is, it could be it remains a sopping, though.
But Eliyahu's not coming.
It could be that it remains a sopping. Remember, we talked about this. Loimi boya in the sopping da'iraisa l'kula mi da'iraisa, it zikha remains a sopping. It's just an hoga. But even in the Da'iraita, Sophic Da'iraita, L'chumra, Midrabbanon, yeah? Again, it could be the Rabbanon changed the Anhogah, but he didn't change the thing, it remains a Sophic. And therefore, Sophic Naziris Lager. Again, that part I'm not absolutely sure. The Ikka thing is, you have to come onto it as a Da'iraita. I don't know if you have to say the word L'chumra, the main thing is to indicate it's a Da'iraita. And therefore, since it's a Da'iraita, therefore I've got a Sophic Naziris Lager. Therefore I've got a Sophic Naziris Lager. Fine. Again, just to be clear, if it was a Rabbanon, then I could say there wouldn't be a Sophic Naziris. Because the Rabbanon are not going there where there's a Sophic. And therefore, it wouldn't even be a Sophic Naziris. It would be a Vada Naziris. It's only because it's a Deraita. So when you say Sophic Deraita L'chum, or whether you say Sophic Deraita L'chum, it doesn't make a difference. It remains a Sophic. Therefore, I could say Sophic Naziris L'chum.
Cool. Well, the Rabbanon says. Why
would it be a Vada Naziris?
Because he can definitely come. He definitely can come.
It's a Sophic, he can come.
No, it's not a Sophic. If it's a Derabbanon, if it's a Sophic Derabbanon, Sophic Derabbanon Lukula, Shaila whether he can come. Whether Tchumin Amal Me'azor is a Shaila Derabbanon. If it's a Shaila Derabbanon, then there wouldn't be anything to talk about.
Right.
Because Sophic Derabbanon Lukula means Derabbanon did not make the Gezeira where there's a Sophic Derabbanon. When we've got a Sophic Derabbanon,
but when you say he can come.
Sorry, yeah.
No, there wouldn't be any. There wouldn't be. Vadai, there's no Issa.
Something to about the Kula means Vadai Mutter, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Vadai.
Again, there's
it's a wrong term.
No, it's a famous Kachira. Sophic Derabbanon Kula is Peshat, that's a Sophic, but this is what we're supposed to do. Or is it Peshat that Derabbanon never made it? It's a Kachira that
happens. See, it goes backwards.
So again, you could, I'm doing one side.
You're saying you never made
it. It only makes sense in the Sophic Derabbanon, you can say that. It's a Vadai and Derabbanon never made the Gezeira. That makes sense. You can't say that they're right. It doesn't make any sense. Come Shmai Gali, they know what they're doing.
But didn't
it? And if they made it, then they made the thing. So are you going to say, but with their right to topic, their right to the Kula going to the Rambam? Yeah, that's Patera Sanhoga. That's Patera Sanhoga. And if it's Patera Sanhoga, it can remain a Kula. So if you go to Chumra, with the Rabbon, you go to the Kula, with the right, whatever way around you want to say it, but it remains a topic, Be'etem, and therefore I can say topic, Naziris Lahoga. Because Be'etem is a topic. We have to be misnighted because we, that they don't know the answer, so I'm Hoga. The correct Hanhoga is Midrabbanon Lekula, Midraita Lekhum.
Yeah, Midrabbanon Lekula doesn't mean Lekula, it means it isn't.
The correct Hanhoga. It's more than that. Correct, no, but it's Hanhoga. Again, it doesn't, we've spoken about this. It's the correct thing to do.
It's no longer a
Sophic.
No,
it could be a remains a Sophic. But Etzem remains a Sophic, but Hanhoga, okay, that's
it's very difficult. Okay.
Okay, that's the. So that's what we suggested. If you go with the
Rabbi
Sanai B'Shit Mahalik, that would be the way to go.
The question is, beyond that. That would mean the Naziris is not Chal on Shabbos.
Correct.
So there's two things, slightly on the different agenda. Why do we say that it's Tamda Naziris? We said it's Tamda Naziris. So it's Shloshim, it's 30 days. But everybody here, besides Rabbi Tam, is saying La'olam.
Oh, very good. Come down one second.
And the other Shaila on that line is that the the Shabbos Shabbat, why doesn't that reverberate to the point where it's now a sofek again, so he should be able to drink on the Shabbos?
No.
Why not? Why did it kick in to the Shabbos Shabbat?
Okay, we'll answer both questions. We'll answer both questions. Okay. So to that, the Gemara then says, the next halacha Rabbi Yonasan Abishit thinks, that was the issue with the Lechumra. Can you explain that and put it a little bit different? But then he says, in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, Dva Chochma. And that is, why did the Gemara at the end suddenly ask, when did he make this declaration? It was on the weekday, it was on Shabbos, and you go back and forth. What sparked that off? So we have Porsche Mishnah, we brought the price. So once we dealt with what we wanted from it, then we just sort of wanted to corroborate, you know, what's going on in this price. He's got a whole cheshbon there, which, as I said, I'm not going through. You can look it up yourself if you want. But it's based on, he wants to say, initially the Gemara understood like Rashi. The reason why you can't have the wine is because maybe Moshiach is going to come today. Then when the Gemara says at the end, Tipukim Misapkalei, the only way it will work is in Rabbeinu Tam. Now that you've said it's like the Rabbeinu Tam, meaning to say that I'm being recovered in the Zeros for Vadai on the first day that Moshiach could come, theoretically, then we have this question about when did he make the Nazirus. He's got a question on why he wants to say that. Says Rabbi Chivega, Bar Kochma, beautiful, but it doesn't work. Because the Rambam, Zichet, does not learn like the Rabbeinu Tam. We mentioned yesterday, just I think the first and most obvious reason is because the Rambam says, Lo'ilam. Once he becomes a Nozir, it's Lo'ilam. But if you're going with the Rabbeinu Tam, it's 30 days. You work out the first day the Moshiach theoretically could come, and then you count 30 days. That's it, finished. You go to the first weekday, and from that weekday, you count 30 days, finished. What's going on? He's got another rye as well.
Why did he say that in Rabbeinu Tam? Stuff for 30 days.
What?
Why did he say
that
for 30
days?
The Stam Nazir Shalishim
Yom. Hold on.
So why the Rambam just
learns it Lo'ilam? Says Lo'ilam. He says
Lo'ilam. So he's the outlier as well. The Rambam's
he. Oh, like Rashi. Same as Rashi.
Rashi said
Lo'ilam
the first.
Because you've got a sopik. Every day is a sopik where the Moshiach is going to come.
Right.
And from the moment it's Chal, Chal is sopik. We'll answer that in his question in a second.
Yeah, it's Chal for 2 days. Yeah.
So therefore, as long as it Moshiach could come, you can't drink today, in case he'll come. And he didn't come today, so tomorrow I start again. Right, in case he comes today, he didn't come. Friday, yeah, and go on like that.
If you just make a neder on the Zeros, it's 30 days, if you say Stam. So right. I can't say that with Rashi.
It's again. 30 days. But when does it start?
Well, it starts on the first Shabbos. So
No. It starts on the day Moshiach comes. That's when it's going to start. Moshiach may not come for another 2,000, I mean not now, but 2,000 years.
He doesn't say that. He says when it's possible for him to come. He doesn't care if he comes or not. It's just when it's possible for him to come.
That isn't what it says. On the contrary, the Rabbeinu Tam is the chiddush there. Not the day Sheyokol Ben Dovid Lomar.
Mutter.
I know, but then
he was for the one Mutter.
Yeah, that will explain that in a second. Sheben Dovid Bo means on the day that Ben Dovid actually comes.
It's possible to come.
No, that's not the
posher
reading of it.
Yeah.
That's the chiddush of
the Rabbeinu
Tam. That's the chiddush.
So what's
Mutter
for?
Mutter Shteis Yayin.
So we said like this. We made the cheshbon like this. We said, first just explain Rashi, and then we'll let Hashem answer this all up. We said like this. That Tosfos essentially, let me go this way now. The Ritzvo brings a raya to the Rabbeinu Tam. What's the raya to the Rabbeinu Tam? Because he says, the Gemara says, when did he make this Nazirus? If he made it on Echleis Tuesday, right? So why on Shabbos you're allowed to have the wine? What? Why are you allowed to have the wine?
The following Shabbos.
Yeah. And on my house, did he made it on Shabbos?
According to who? According to Rabbeinu Tam?
No, the Gemara. The Brisa. Where the Peshat? Why are you allowed to have it? Says the Ritzvah, why are you allowed to have it? Very simple. Because he didn't come on Tuesday, he didn't come on Wednesday, didn't come on Thursday, right. And he didn't come on Friday. So that's it, and he can't come on Shabbos, therefore I'm allowed to have the wine. What do you mean? And Amar is the right to the Rabbeinu Tam. Right?
Okay,
then
he could have come.
Right? So we said, so what does Rashi do with that? The answer is Rashi answers that question. Rashi answers it. He said black and white, the Peshat in it. Do you know why he can't have on Shabbos? Because you're right, he didn't come on Wednesday. He didn't come on Thursday either. How do you know he didn't come on Friday? Maybe he came on Friday, and you just don't know about it. he went to the Beis Nagoga.
With the Mashiach came?
Mashiach. And Eliyahu came on Thursday. Okay, that means according to Rashi, it could be you won't hear about Eliyahu for a couple of days. Okay. Could be he went to the Beis Nagoga, you don't hear about him. Mashiach came on Friday, didn't hear about him because he went to the Beis Nagoga. That's it. So therefore, you've got to be Cheshish on Shabbos. Poshut. You're going to tell me Tosfos, why didn't Tosfos like that? Why didn't the Ritva like that? Because they took on as a double Poshut. And Yom may go to the Beis Nagoga. No one said Moshiach is going to go to the Beis Nagoga. Like we said with Moshiach ben Yosef, the same thing. Moshiach ben Yosef, we took on, that was Pshat and Tosfos, whichever Pshat you took. Imagine Rabbi Perez said, everyone's going to know about it, especially if he's coming 40 years beforehand. But we said Rashi Shitta is not like that. Rashi learned, and Yohu will go, he may well go to the Beis Nagoga. You won't know about it straight away. Moshiach ben David could do the same. Moshiach ben Yosef could do the same. Rashi may not agree with this 40 years thing. Therefore, the rise that Tosfos brings for the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ritva and all of that, none of that is a rise as far as Rashi is concerned. It's all dependent on, is it possible that Moshiach will go to the Beis Nagoga and we won't know about it, hence Moshiach ben Yosef would say the same, or not?
But then
it should the rise of Tosfos
and then it should occur even if he makes the no theorists on Shabbos. It should happen the same thing.
I'm coming slowly.
But what did Miritz Abba? If he does it on Shabbos as well, it should be the first Shabbos, it should be as well.
No.
Well, he could have come on Thursday and Friday.
No. Because it's only. What's he say? I am being recovered on the Zeros on the day that he comes. So when did he come? Yesterday? Well, then I'm not on Thursday.
But we don't know that. He might come on Thursday. He might come on Thursday. On Friday, the Moshiach ben David came on Friday.
I'm not an Ozzy.
And the Shabbos he's making that.
So then I'm not an Ozzy. Because I said I will become an Ozzy on the day that he came.
He's here.
That's not the day he came. He came yesterday. That's the first of the Rishonim.
But then he's definitely an Ozzy.
No, he's not. The Rishonim say only if he comes subsequently. That's the first in the Rishonim.
Yeah, but how can the Mashiach come without no notice? Because the Bayou.
It's the first in Rashi. Rashi says, Kevin the Chalalin is here for Erev Shabbos, Umisfeiko. Dilma Osi Moshiach Hayom, he's come out on Erev Shabbos. Maybe Moshiach came today to Beit Nagodo. He went to Beit Nagodo. Say, he's going to start his Tosh Lavoch on the Shabbos. Lech Hashem also to Beit Nagodo. Maybe he came to Beit Nagodo. Yes, he just said that. How does he go against the
Pasuk?
It means we'll know about it. Maybe not straight away. So that's the Mahalik of the Rashi. So we said, according to the Rambam, however, the Rambam is very Gishmak. And that is, look, if he goes to the Beis Nagoga, whether it's Eliyahu, it's Moshiach, whatever it is, you won't hear about it that day. But by tomorrow, you just will have heard about it. So Oy Bazoi, therefore, it's very good. Until now, we took on that Eliyahu is going to come first, and then Moshiach is going to come the next day. Until now, we never asked the question, well, when is he going to become all the zeros? It could be he makes the declaration, we made the declaration Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever, Thursday, Tuesday, right? So Tuesday, can you have the wine? No, maybe Moshiach will come today, fine. He didn't come. Wednesday, I don't know, maybe he did, but I don't know about it. Wednesday, maybe he came. Thursday, maybe he came. See, right, every day. Friday, maybe he came. Right? And you all came yesterday, Moshiach came today, he can come on Friday, we said. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, Pret the Gemara, now you're allowed to have wine. Why? Why are you allowed to have wine? Teres is very simple. Do you know why you're allowed to have wine? Because Moshiach's not coming today. Because for Moshiach to come today, it means Eliyahu came on Friday. Eliyahu doesn't come on Friday. You may ask me, but maybe Moshiach came on Friday. No, if Moshiach came on Friday, you're right, I wouldn't hear about it straight away, but I'd know that Eliyahu came on Thursday. By now, I'd know. So then there's a Poshut to Cheshbon here. Eliyahu doesn't come on Thursday because I know about it. If Eliyahu doesn't come on Thursday, he's definitely not coming on Friday. If he didn't come Thursday or Friday, nothing's happening on Shabbos. We were happy till now. But now that the Rambam has done a whole verse of the Gemara, so he goes back and we say, you know what? Nothing to do with Eliyahu. We don't know if Eliyahu is going to come Bechlal before Moshiach. So Oyvah Zoy could be Moshiach is going to come direct without any forewarning from Eliyahu. So Oyvah Zoy, now Pret the Gemara, hold on a second. If he's made the declaration on Wednesday, for example, Tuesday, Wednesday, so I don't understand. Tuesday, you can't have the wine. I understand. Maybe he's going to come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the same thing. When it comes Shabbos, you're telling me, he can have the wine. Why? Because Moshiach can't come today. Well, hold on a second. But he may have come on Friday and he went to the Beis Nagoga. You won't know about it by now.
It's because the Rambam said Eliyahu doesn't have to come anyway.
What's the matter with Eliyahu? It's about Moshiach. Moshiach may have come on Friday already.
Right.
So I've asked, why you don't have wine on Shabbos? That's why the Gemara was bothered about it now. Now that we don't have Eliyahu in the picture,
how can you say Eliyahu's not?
I've got the kasha. Like you said, how can you have it on Shabbos? The Teretz is, we're talking about Dafka in the case where he made the declaration on Shabbos. If he came on Friday, I'm not in order.
Right.
Could he come today on Shabbos? No. So today you can have the wine. But starting from tomorrow, i.e. Sunday, onwards, you're in order. Every single day, because maybe every single day is a maybe. Until you know Moshe has come, you can't start your count.
Why can't he come on Shabbos, Moshiach?
Why can't he come on Shabbos?
Yeah, according to the Rambam, but he don't need Eliyahu or anything else.
He said, Sipukim is something, it's something in Sirius Lotta.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's something that he can come.
And how can you actually dispense with Eliyahu when the Gemara talks about it? How can the Rambam say we're not worried about Eliyahu when the Gemara talks so much about it?
Correct. Now the Gemara's done an about turn. Oh, yeah.
Why has he done that? Okay.
The Sipukim is something, that's the last part of the Gemara. Going back to the original thing, we only brought in Eliyahu because we had the original question.
Yes.
So now the one says, okay, don't give the original answer, don't bring in Eliyahu, and you don't have an absolute raya that Yesh Tuchel in Amado.
Yeah.
Could be to stop it whether Yesh Tuchel in Amado may have Torah, but that's enough to mean he's allowed to have the wine on Shabbos.
And he's not worried about Eliyahu.
No.
And
that's the Rambam.
And the Rambam is never worried about Eliyahu, as it were. Rambam, throughout this, as it was, not worried about
Eliyahu. No, until now, yes.
I mean, he said the Gemara on the back.
The Gemara says it.
But then his.
And then, the Gemara changed it. And that's why he writes in Hilfe Tanakh and Yishmanach HaChomim. That was some
like his conclusion that we're not worried about Eliyahu coming before Mashiach is based on this Gemara, it's based on this. And that's
correct.
Why he does.
Everything's based on this.
This Gemara, and that's
correct.
Why he decides.
Correct. That, as I said, that's what. I'm suggesting this sort of thing.
Oh, okay. I'm not getting thrown off.
That Nakuda, is not mine. That's Rabbi Yonatan Ibishev. It's very misstabbing. It's much more. Because the Sophie, where's he at the Sophie Naziris? That's the Lashon of them, Sophie Naziris. That's very geschmack. As I said, the only thing, where I've gone different is number one, the way he explains to Chumin Lachumah. What I'm saying is also not, so it's not brilliant, but it's efforts, right? Because we're talking about U-based milk. Okay, then I've added a little bit more. Whereas according to what he's saying, it doesn't seem to fit with the Rambam in Shuvas. We know it doesn't hold like the Rosh and the Rabbi Nachman. So I don't know what he means by that. Then what he says afterwards with this whole cheshbon at the end, it's a nice addition. That's what we can really point out. It's the Vakhov, where it doesn't work. He's going with the, he wants to say he works with Rabbi Nachman. The Rambam clearly doesn't go with the Rabbi Nachman. Then we gave this cheshbon. Fine, that was wonderful. That brings us to the end of this. I just want to, as I said, with the 10 minutes or so we've got, just a few extra nakudas. Going back to the Ben Ish Chai, you should better sit down for this one. You always thought, who is the most machmir shit that you know of, the W time clocks?
The Gabi what?
Time clocks. Using time clocks on Shabbos. The most of Feinstein, right?
It doesn't really like that at all.
Doesn't like that. Okay. Well, I'm about to tell you there's something more machmir than Rav Moshe. And that's the Ben Ish Chai.
The who?
Ben Ish Chai.
They had time clocks in his time? I suppose it is.
Well, the beginning of the 20th century. Maybe he had something, a forerunner of time.
And now I'll tell you why. He says, remember, Trinusifus or Rosho, Trinusifus also be Akima. He said, in the side, came in, he said, how can I call this world to make it rain on Shabbos and make the things grow, right? The plants grow. Rabbi Akiva answered, because the whole world is Hashem's. So says the Nachalas Ben Yomin, he says, well, hold on a second, what does that mean? That means you answer the question about carrying or something like that, so making it rain, maybe it's Chumen, but how do you answer the question about, you know, hitting the before that. He says, how do you answer the question about making the plants grow? Right? It's a malacha. If Kibiyot, like God's prophet, keep Shabbos, then what about making the plants grow? So to that, he answers, says that's not a problem, because we know we have a halacha, so you can start the malacha before Shabbos and then leave it running. Post-chin, you can open up your sprinkler, that's actually example we talked about, and let it go for Shabbos. Fine. So he says, Kibiyachal, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, Kibiyachal, it runs on its own. Then the problem is with the malach. So he says, he goes on a slight tangent, and he says, he brings in this whole shadow about Rabbi Kivega's whole thing about starting a kinyan before Shabbos, and if it's chal on Shabbos, and he says, by him, it's a dovah poshut, that it's not peshat that you could just be matir all malach started before Shabbos, and that's it. He says, by him it's a double portion that depends on a certain thing. But he throws in one thing along the way, and I think this is very important to know. I don't know if you remember when we learned the Sefer Shabbos, we spoke about two very interesting melachos, and that is Ofer, right, Bishul, and Zareah. Because they don't happen in the moment when you do it. You put it in the oven, it takes a couple of hours to bake, maybe, right? You put the seed in the ground, and it takes a good few days before it takes. So, Zareah, though, there's a Shaila, for example, even though it's not going to, you're going to be chayav after Shabbos, the Makreah after Shabbos. So what happens if I throw it in the ground and I quickly pick it up? So my point is whether is it the fact that you drop the seed in the ground, that's really is the malacha. Even if you pick it up. Or is it no? Only if it actually comes to something grown.
Only when it's coming to
something. And there's a machalik with Gabi Oifer, the Gabi Bishul. If you put something into the oven, but it won't bake on Shabbos, it won't cook on Shabbos, it'll only cook on Mitzvah Shabbos.
I think if he took it out before bakes, we said
it. I'm saying there's a rashash about it. It's also the bait. Those two malachas, we're not going back to the old thing. There's no malachas about it. There's the third one. Listen to this now. Here comes the third one. What happens if you trap? In other words, you take a fish out of the tank, out of the water on Shabbos. Okay. So the gabi tzedor is the whole shot. It's not so possible to be chayav al tzedor. What about netilas neshama, killing it? So of course you're going to be chayav. Yeah. What happens if it only dies after Shabbos? You took it out a few moments before the end of Shabbos, then it dies after Shabbos. Are you chayav netilas neshama?
It's mutzah for you.
So he says, he brings the famous nemukah yesiv gabi eshem mishem chitzot, that you know that if you eshem mishem chitzot means the machlokes in Baba Kama, right? Eshem mishem omer, eshem mishem chitzot is that chafesa, whatever it is. That if a person, you light a fire, and the fire goes and it burns somebody's haystack, is that your mama which is damaged? Or is it you? It's like shooting an arrow and it takes a bit of time before it's together. Now, given it's going to be, if it damages a human being, would you be chayav the chamish of the volume, or is it only chayav the neder? Right? Now, we pass on Rabbi Yochanan, Eishem Mishum Chitzel. Threatening a book of Yosef, unbelievable kash. What Eishem Mishum Chitzel? What that basically means is, if a person can't shoot an arrow and kill someone, you say, it wasn't me, it was my arrow, it was my mom that did it, wasn't me. Well, of course, that's ridiculous. So he says, so what you're saying is, so when it actually burns the haystack, I can't say it's not me, it was the fire, you know, 6 hours later. No, you burnt the haystack. He says, how can you light a candle on Erev Shabbos? How can you light a candle?
Because they don't distinguish any on Shabbat.
Just imagine for a second, if that candle, that candle went and burnt something down, right? It hurt somebody. So they come to you and they're going to say, right, you're chayav to pay for all five things. You say, why? Eishem Mishum Chitzel, it's you who did the damage.
But can you just
hold on a second, but then in which case, what do you mean I did the damage? When did I do the damage? On Erev Shabbos or Shabbos? Can't be Erev Shabbos. That was 6 hours earlier. No, it was on Shabbos. But then, you're chayav for burning things on Shabbos. There's the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, the famous Yisoid. He says, no, I always liken it to, I don't know very much about computers, but a zip file, right? Basically, when you light the fire on Erev Shabbos, it's like making a zip file, it's compressed. And then on Shabbos, you open it up. Everything that happens on Shabbos is contained in the original Maita Hadlokah. That's the Peshat. So therefore, when you take the fish out of the water, everything that's going to happen to it is contained in that original mitzvah. So if you did it on Shabbos, you're chayav. Said the Ben Ish Chai. Listen to this, Yisrael. He says, but it's the boring Peshutim by him. He brings the episode right from the Gemara Sanhedrin, but he says, Pashat Tem Azari. You could only say that if what you did, the in our case, Melacha, the fire, whatever it is, you started it before Shabbos. So for example, let's say, right? I put the thing into the oven. It's already started the baking before Shabbos. Okay, it didn't get very far, but I've already, the minute it goes in, it starts, something happening there. When you turn on the water sprinkler, it starts watering, it's not enough to keep them, but it's done something, it's watered some grass, whatever it is, and so on and so forth. He says, but Avada, if what you've done is not the malacha at all, he says, don't tell me about the fire. He says, light the fire, so you went and lit the haystack. I know you haven't started burning the haystack, but you've started the fire, that's the beginning of the mavet. He says, if however, what you've done is you set a time clock, he talks about an alarm clock and then something which will turn a candle off. Right? So he says, you haven't started the malacha at all. He says, in that case, you've done nothing on Erev Shabbos. You can't say, Isha Mishum Chitzel, it's all contained in my original Maisa. And therefore, it's all done before Shabbos. He says, only if you start the malacha on Erev Shabbos. But if you haven't started the malacha, you set it such that it turns, and then click, circuit complete, and now it starts the fire, so to speak. In other words, the electricity starts going. You've done that on Shabbos. There's no heter.
So you've got to make sure the time switch switches on before Shabbos.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
I know, but then there's not much point as well.
Well, you think it's still going to go off as well.
Come here,
it comes out, the whole thing using a time switch for a light coming on. The only problem I have is the one thing, I don't understand. Hold on, one second. If you say it contained my original Meister, like we probably would have understood, but then I haven't done anything wrong. And if you say it's not, well then it's not me. It's like saying Eshem Eshem Amonah. The whole thought of Eshem Eshem Amonah is it's not me. It's disconnected from my I lit here, and it went and lit there 6 hours later. That's not me. That's Mormon. That's not my original Meister. So now, Mimonoshov, if you want to connect it to my original Meister, then everything's contained in my original Meister. You want to say no, it's not, because nothing happened in the beginning. Well, then in which case, it's nothing to...
I'm not sure you can compare the two, because the case
even happens...
No, but the compare the two is... Because why are they... When you go to Shabbos Kol, you intend it to come on. But the case, as I understand, on this case in relation to Shabbos or whatever, is you don't intend the damage to happen.
That's irrelevant.
It's not inevitable.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know how to.
I'm trying to remember what else. I saw some fascinating. We discussed that the shot was going up on Shabbos. What else did he bring? I tell you, fascinating thing he ends off with, rather, and it's a long piece, he ends off with, as I said, he takes on, he builds up a riot, he wants to say, in answer to the question about the malach, he says, something which you're doing, it's a spiritual thing, is not a problem. He says, he brings him the Gezer Yeshoy, if a person knows how to do it, right, so, maybe Dr. Carlos, I don't know if Ami's got any, we talked about Sefi Yetzirah. Sefi Yetzirah have to create an animal around the Shabbat Shabbos. So he says over there, there's a machlokes about that, if a person is out on Shabbos, they'd be chayav b'chatos. If a person creates something on Shabbos like that, see, he takes on, it's a machlokes whether you'd be chayav or not. There is some fascinating thing, but I will just... Maybe on Shabbos I'll mention it, but the rise he brings, but he says at the end to him, Poshut, though, don't think this is a rule for every case. He says, if somebody goes and kills somebody using kishuv, or you know, what do they call it, where they put needles
in the dog,
yeah.
You're right.
So, I don't know, that's actually maybe Ephesim Maiti. He's talking about, he says, he actually wants to make a chiluk between whether you do it with Machshava or you do it with Dibur. I think he or somebody wants to make a chiluk. He says you can't learn from Shabbos just because the Gabi Shabbos is that it's not considered to be a malacha. He wants to say a person would be chayav for killing somebody using a Shem Hashem. He brings around perhaps on Shabbos or maybe on Sunday or whatever it is. Maybe I'll talk about it again. But other than that, that's like
kind of flying using Shem Hashem, which is mentioned in the Gemara on the previous Olamid.
Well, then what about that? You have to do it or on Shabbos?
No, it comes down.
On Shabbos, I mean, no, but yeah, but this.